This is the Year of Prayer podcast from the Christian Heritage Center at Stonyhurst. Join us as we explore the depths of the church's tradition and reflect on the nature of prayer throughout 2024, designated by the Holy Father as a year of prayer. Maintaining a consistent prayer life is often difficult, requiring the discipline that St. Teresa of Avila mentions throughout her autobiography. The ascent to true union with God, as Teresa and Bonaventure have shown us, is often plagued by the distractions of daily life, to the point that we might even fall out of the habit of prayer. Starting again from zero, as it were, further hinders our growth in virtue, and the task of entering into that discipline again can be discouraging. One saint who understood this struggle well was a latter-day French disciple of Saint Teresa, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, also known as Saint Thérèse of the Child Jesus, or simply, the Little Flower. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux is rare among the doctors of the Church, in that she died very young, at the age of 24, and that she therefore did not enjoy the elite formal education of the other doctors. And yet, by numbering her among the doctors, the Church extols her example of simple faith and simple wisdom as having a spiritual and intellectual value comparable to that of the other great teachers like Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, Bonaventure, and Teresa. Sometimes, when I am in such a state of spiritual dryness that not a single good thought occurs to me, Teresa writes, I say very slowly the Our Father or the Hail Mary, and these prayers suffice to take me out of myself. I take refuge then in prayer and turn to Mary, and our Lord always triumphs. This is the essence of her little way, that is, her simple way of uniting herself daily to Christ through humble acts of prayer and devotion. And while the breadth and complexity of the liturgy is proposed to us by the Church as a maximal and most secure means of receiving the graces of Christ, the extra-liturgical modes of conformity to Christ are also necessary for the life of faith. For me, prayer is a burst from my heart. It is a simple glance thrown toward heaven, a cry of thanksgiving and love in times of trial, as well as in times of joy. Frequently, only silence can express my prayer. Even the silence of our hearts can express our longing for God, our utter dependence on Him. Thus, with many modes of prayer at our disposal, she exhorts us. Let us not grow tired of prayer. Confidence works miracles. Saint Thérèse, in her simplicity, has rightly taken her place among the great doctors of the Church. And yet, as Thomas and Bonaventure stood on the shoulders of Aristotle, St. Thérèse stood on the example of Archimedes when she said, Our fulcrum is God, our lever, prayer, prayer which burns with love. With that, we can lift the world. Let us take heart from the humble example of St. Thérèse, who faced moments of spiritual dryness not with despair, but with humble recourse to the prayers which Christ and His Church have given us. Thank you for listening to the Year of Prayer podcast from the CHC at Stonyhurst. Please visit our Year of Prayer webpage at christianheritagecenter.com/year-of-prayer, where you can access all our Year of Prayer material and also subscribe to our Year of Prayer email list. The music heard on this podcast is Sacerdotes Domini by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, performed by Harry Christopher's 16 in the album Palestrina, Volume 8.